This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A personal moment last night at the Democratic National Convention as Vice President Harris's husband, Doug Emhoff, took the stage with a message for her.
I love you so much. I'm so proud of how you're stepping up for all of us. But that's who she is, wherever she's needed, however she's needed. Kamala rises to the occasion.
Former President Obama warned of what it might be like if Donald Trump wins the White House.
We do not need four more years of bluster and bumbling and chaos. We have seen that movie before, and we all know that the sequel is usually worse.
And former First Lady Michelle Obama had a question about Donald Trump.
Tell him that the job he's currently seeking might just be one of those black jobs.
Campaigning in Michigan on Tuesday, former President Trump said he's been watching some of the Democratic National Convention.
I watched last night in amazement as they tried to pretend that everything was great, the crime was great, the border was great. There wasn't a problem at all, no inflation, no nothing.
Donald Trump in Michigan yesterday. Russia says overnight Moscow came under the largest Ukrainian drone attack since the start of the war. It says it destroyed all the drones. The British military says there have been repeated attacks on a ship in the Red Sea. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
A commercial ship traveling through the Red Sea has come under repeated attack, leaving the vessel not under command in an assault suspected to have been carried out by Yemen's Houthi rebels. Details remain few about the attack, though it comes during the Houthis' months-long campaign targeting ships over the ongoing Israel-Hamas war in the Gaza Strip. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is AP News. New inspections required for Boeing.
There is a new setback for a Boeing jet. The Federal Aviation Administration is requiring inspections of cockpit seats on Boeing 787 Dreamliners. One of the jets went into a dive when the captain's seat lurched forward without warning, disconnecting the plane's autopilot system. News reports say several dozen passengers were injured. The FAA says it received four other reports of moving cockpit seats. Both pilot seats will be inspected for missing or cracked caps that cover a switch used to move the seats. Boeing also stopped test flights on a new version of its 777 after discovering a damaged structural part between the engine and the rest of the plane. The new model has not been approved by regulators. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Two new surveys indicate small business owners are feeling positive about their businesses despite inflation and higher labor costs. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.